Blog Talk Radio.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
And on Facebook, the fan page is The Porch Reloaded Rocket Chair Rebels.
Instagram, my personal page, if you want to follow me personally, because, you know, either the fan page or my personal page, you're going to get a lot of information. My personal page is Emeritus Brent Edward, and that's on Facebook. If you want to call in, the number here is 323-792-3072. Once again, the number here is 323-792-3072. As we always say, man, a revolution will not be televised and it cannot begin without information first. You have a right to remain silent, but I do not recommend it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the change. If you want change, you have to try to implement change. So without further ado, let's go over the news that you may have missed. Find that late breaking news sound. Let's get it. All right, now the first story on deck is there's a federal law being proposed to ban body armor, and it's stirring the debate in, you know, throughout, you know, Congress and the House of Representatives and things of that nature. So if you're unfamiliar with it, what body armor is pretty much like a bulletproof vest that you see on television the police officers wear to protect themselves. Of course, civilians, if you go to, you know, you go to your gun shop or you go to, you know, any gun conference or anything like that, you know, you can purchase the body armor yourself. It's not expensive at all, you know, depending on the grade and the level. Not expensive. They start at about $120, $140 and works its way up depending on the thickness and what have you. You know, protection for yourself, just like if you purchase a gun. But let me go ahead and break this down for you. The law is called the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act, and it comes with penalties of unspecified fines and prison terms up to 10 years. It's a House of Representatives bill. It's called H.R. 378, and it was introduced in the House on January the 14th of this year. And its stated purpose is to prohibit the purchase and ownership or possession of enhanced body armor by civilians with exceptions. The bill was introduced by California Democrat Michael Honda, and it's a rehash of the same proposal he submitted, and it was called H.R. 5344 during the 113th Congress in 2013-2014. Congressman Honda claims a common citizen has no right to this protection. There is no reason this type, and this is a quote from him, there is no reason this type of armor, which is designed for warfare, should be available in our communities except for those who need it, like law enforcement. All right. Now, he also, this same congressman, also proposed a homemade handgun law, and he reintroduced that in the House, and it's called the Homemade Firearms Accountability Act, and it requires homemade guns have serial numbers. According to the congressman's website, it will require the homemade guns to have serial numbers, so if they were used in the commission of a crime, the police are able to track the bullet back to the weapon. Now, there's a lot of things that can be discussed on this front. Now, with regard to the homemade firearms act, now I can kind of agree with that only in the sense that if crime is committed, as stated in the proposal, then, you know, you can track that back to the owner of the gun and you know, try to, you know, solve the case or what have you. But as far as the protection of, you know, with regard to body armor, to me, that's like crazy. Only in the sense that, you know, they continue to strip away your Second Amendment rights, which is the right to bear arms, the right to protect yourself and your family. So, say, for instance, not to say, you know, if you're putting on a bulletproof vest anyway, that means you about what you're getting ready to do is getting ready to go down, or you getting ready to engage in some type of gunplay or something like that. So, but at the same time, say, for instance, as we say all the time, the revolution takes place. You know, lines are going to be drawn in the sand. You know, you're going to want to protect yourself. True enough, yeah, you're going to have your firearm, your weapons, your knife, your fork, your hatchet, all that type of stuff going on. But at the same time, if you want to protect yourself, hey, you get hit. Hey, man, you want to make sure all your vital organs protected, your heart, your lungs, stomach area, all that. Bulletproof vest going to protect all that. So, again, man, this looks like another measure in which, you know, the powers that be are trying to strip the citizens' ability to protect themselves and, you know, have free will, if you will. But, you know, hey, man, who am I to say what's right or what's wrong? All I can say is I disagree with this particular congressman's endorsement of this act. The second story is Papa John stole wages from their employees and now are forced to pay back $800,000 price tag for it. So now let's go into this. Everybody knows Papa John's here in the South Florida area. You know, they have a promotion. If the heat win, all you have to do is just type in heat win, everything half off. Get your pizza half off. You get your wings half off, your beverages and all that kind of stuff. Man, all this time, man, the dude that appeared in the commercials with, you know, Peyton Manning, everybody's favorite quarterback, all this time, dude is stealing. You know, everybody already making minimum wage, if that, if you're working for any one of these fast food establishments or what have you. But now, you know, accompany that with the fact that many of them don't get health insurance, you know, they don't have any type of benefit. And damn, like, I'm already, if you could pay me below minimum wage, you would pay me below the minimum wage. And now, on top of that, you taking whatever little bit of money I can make. So here it is. 2 weeks ago in New York, a judge ordered that Esteem Pizza Incorporated, which operates several Papa John's establishments, pay back $800,000 in regular and overtime pay to its employees that have been exploiting for years. Now, this is according to RH Realty Check. The New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, slapped the company with a lawsuit in December. The suit claims that the company routinely underpaid underreported hours worked by employees over the past 6 years, rounded employees' hours down to the nearest hour, and did not pay overtime. Damn, that's kind of messed up. The owners of the nation's third largest pizza chain or restaurant is being held responsible, thanks to the National Labor Relations Board ruling back in July 2014 that found McDonald's was liable for wage theft at franchise locations because of its joint employer, which means Papa John's is responsible for the actions of its own franchise. So, hey, the whole other franchises may not be having this type of practices, but since several individual franchises were doing this, hey man, they being held responsible, so now they got to cut that check and pay that. All right, now this is a quote from the attorney. This judgment sends a clear message that, like every other business in New York, fast food employees must follow the law, and fast food employers must follow the law. Papa John's franchisees brazenly violated the law, shaving employees' hours and avoiding paying overtime by various means, including giving managerial-sounding titles such as head driver. So that's just like being a janitorial executive director. When you just the janitor, all you do is just, you know, dump garbage cans, or, you know, like administrative assistants, which is the same as secretaries, but, you know, they do have administrative assistants. They, not that I'm belittled in that position, but you understand what I'm saying. Any position can get a fancy title. So that's all they did, but they weren't cutting the check. So good for the employees. You know, they could get reimbursed, you know, use that money towards something other than buying jewelry and all that other type of stuff. Now, the last story before we go to a commercial and get ready to greet our guest, Ms. McNeil, in New York, they at it again. You know, it seems like every time we come on the show, the city of New York is pushing some type of law down the people's throat, making it seem like, man, they're running a police state in New York. So here it is. On February 6th, this is the report that came out. New York Commissioner Bill Branson pushed state legislators to consider raising the penalty for what would be considered a misdemeanor, which is resisting arrest, to a felony. So I'm going to give you an example. Here in the state of Florida, if a police officer is in the process of arresting you and you give a false name, you know, they could charge you with resisting arrest as well as false ID info. Or if you kind of jerk, or if you run away, you know, they can raise that from a misdemeanor, which doesn't harm anybody. You know, you running away from the police. Hey, man, ain't nobody trying to get caught. I can't tell you who's trying to get caught doing anything. Or if somebody, if the police trying to handle you in a certain kind of way, you know, you just kind of jerk or move, they're going to raise that penalty from a misdemeanor to a felony. So here's what his justification is for this. He said the raising the penalty would ensure that New York residents get around this idea that you can resist arrest. You can't. You must submit to arrest. You cannot resist. The place to argue your case is in court, in the courts, not in the streets. Several news outlets recognize the audacity of this plea for harsher laws. And this is the quote. New York, and this is a headline that was placed in one of the articles. NYPD has a plan to magically turn anyone it wants into a felon. So just think about this. Anytime you become a felon, whether you have adjudication withheld or adjudication, it's going to hinder you from progressing in life. So say, for instance, you want to get an apartment. Of course, now apartments or, you know, rental, people that rent out houses and properties, they run a background check. It just comes up on your record that you have a felony, and no matter, and it doesn't matter how minor the incident is, it's going to hinder you from perhaps being able to get housing. Same as in finding a job. You go get a job, this is on your record. They're not looking at the circumstances. They're only merely looking at the record itself. So they, you fill out an application. You want to work at XYZ Corporation. You know, they look at it. Hey, you had a felony on your arrest. And then anything that looks like resisting arrest, it seems like it's going to be a problem. All right, man, we have our guest on the line. We have Ms. McNeil on the line. So we're going to introduce her. We'll get back to the news that you may have missed. And we want to greet her all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing very well. What? Look, people are complaining. I think the temperature right now here in South Florida is like 60, 65 degrees. And I know it's cold in Indiana. Well, I know you got it. What's the weather like? I know you kind of bundled up probably in front of the fireplace. You know, what's going on?
It's like a negative 4-degree weather right now. It's really, really cold.
You can have that right there, boy. Boy, that's crazy. That's crazy. So,
yeah.
Ms. McNeil, okay, now, I don't know if I said your name right, so introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know what your name is and, you know, what you have going on, what you do.
Well, my name is Rahima McNeil. I'm a spoken word and hip-hop artist. Yeah.
Okay, I said it right. I made sure I said it right then. Okay, I'm proud
right.
of you.
And sometimes people will say my name wrong. I'm like, maybe that's the way they pronounce their letters and their vowels. I'm like, no, that's not it. They need to say it right. So yeah, it's Rahima. So yeah, you know, I do poetry and I do rap music.
Okay, now as an artist, both spoken word and as a rapper, What was your inspiration to pursue this particular venture?
Honestly, I wanted to reach out to people and to share, like, conscious thoughts and to spread awareness on different things that was going on, whether it was in society or if it was political. And oftentimes when I tried to do that, they didn't respond well to it. They were kind of, you know, all right, well, that's cool. Well, I'll talk to you later. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of like, or what they would do is they would just argue and we would debate for a long time and there was no progress being made. So I thought that it would be really great to be able to have a message that is conscious, but if you dress it up and make it more interesting and more easier to accept and to listen to and digest, that people would actually take time to reconsider what I had to offer.
So now with that being said, and again, we're on the phone with Rahima McNeil, spoken word and performing artist, and she has a music production called Devu. And
Devu.
With that being, all right, I say that correctly too, right?
Devu.
Devu, okay. So with that being said, as far as being a conscious artist, how much, I know you mentioned it before, but how much resistance is it like when you're trying to spread your message, you know, via social media, you know, via, you know, being at a particular venue, and or in mere having conversations with someone, how are you received?
Well, now I'm received really well because I've been doing this for a nice amount of time. I've been doing poetry for 4 years, and I started rapping a little under a year. So I've took what I've learned from poetry and I've applied that to my music. And so what I've done is I've been able to feed a little bit of consciousness to the people, a bit of a time, and not just you know, pouring it all on them all at once, because that's overwhelming. Anything that, you know, you're pouring onto somebody for the first time and enlightening them on something, anything for the first time, you're giving it all at the same moment. It's too much. It's too much to bear. So you just have to give them a little bit of time, let them digest it, and then when they come back again, just give them a little bit more, bit by bit.
I can understand that. Trust me, it's a daily struggle trying to get people to understand what's going on in the world. So what's your particular area that you're most interested in as far as being conscious? Is it, you know, the awakening of the black race? Is it the fact that what's going on socially and politically? What's your area of expertise, or do you kind of touch on a little bit of everything, like a kind of like a smorgasbord?
A little bit of everything, honestly. My main mission is to encourage people to think for themselves, just to think for yourself, and not to quickly take and believe and bank on something that has been given to you by the media or by groupthink or by peer pressure or invisible peer pressure. But just think for yourself and to be different. And it's okay to be different and to venture out and try something new, you know, do something that's different and try something that's outside of the box.
Again, we're on the line with Raheema McNeil, a performance and spoken word artist. She's out of Indianapolis, Indiana, very cold up there. And she's trying to spread her message and her debut album Daibu, released in November of last year. So how did that go? I know you had a release party. How was your you know debut album received, and has it been receiving much traction, you know, in your city and you know worldwide?
Yes, actually, it was surprising how much traction it was. Received, to be honest with you. I knew before, the day before we put it out, honestly, I was like, I don't know if this is a good idea. I'm a poet. I don't know how well they received me rapping, but a lot of people in the city were very encouraging. They were very supportive. And after it, you know, was listened to by one person, you know, directly, they shared that with their people. And I had people kind of like going out, like I had network marketers that were voluntary just going out, hey, I want you to listen to this. You got to listen to this. Because it was something new to have a female rapper in the city. We have female rappers, but we don't have a very strong present, hey, you know, this is a household name female rapper in indie just yet. And so I'm climbing the ladder and I'm getting up there, and so I've created a buzz, which is a blessing. And since then, since the release, I've been on different radio shows spreading the word about Daibu and the meaning of it, and performed at different events. And past weekend, I opened up for Donnell Jones and Bootsie Collins and Mickey Howard. It was my first time ever, like, seeing Bootsie Collins in concert. My mom talked about him a lot growing up. So opportunities are coming up, and it's great.
That's good. So what other songs? Well, first of all, how many songs are on the album, and what other song could you have the listeners gravitate to kind of get them in that vibe of everything that you're trying to relate right now during this conversation?
Well, there are four songs on the EP, and then there's poetry and interludes. But I would say the main song for them to listen to would be Terrorist, which is produced by Terrence Anderson. And he's on the label that I'm with, LEMG, and then also Sizer. He is featured on the song. So Terrace has a very strong, almost Left Eye Lopez vibe. But I would say Terrace.
Okay, and now the concept of coming up with the four songs and the spoken word. So in total, how many tracks are on this EP? And as far as the spoken word, could you perhaps give us a piece, just a smidgen of, you know, a little spoken word piece that you may have written or memorized or something?
Okay. Well, there are 8 tracks on Davu. And I'll do a poem called We Were Born Into This Game. All glory be to God. We were born into this game. No wait, hold ups, no replays. The game starts as soon as you hit the stage. Life. Boys play the roles of thugs and gangsters, carrying pistols without scopes, so whatever is killed dies unknown. Kids get shot while hoodlums make drops. Kill more red nor blue because you might get popped if you got a dream. It's not long until it gets executed. Women valued by their beauty, the size of her breast and a big booty. Then you might get to do them, only to end up out in the cold, alone, confused, and exposed. No one to call because you ran away from home. We were born into this game. People live to survive instead of being alive to live. So live free, die hard. It's tattooed on all demeanors. Never thinking of another solution. Blindly drinking pollution, causing polluted eyes, deprived of hope while questions arise. But the apathetic response is, I don't know and I don't care. Set aside for the little boy without his father, so he goes and finds love in all the wrong places, taught to fill spaces where no cop can make traces. If caught, they mace us. Black silhouettes roam the streets in the summer heat. Cadillacs banging, hip-hop banging lies, spitting lines of bling, sex and nines, risking lives that fight to stay alive. Sadly, only the fittest of the fit survive, and even they don't realize they recycle the same lines that put their necks on the line. This is a puppet play puppet world, but what would the hood be like if rappers didn't pollute hip-hop? They claim murder not to get shot. Hip-hop is not what it used to be. Hip-hop repeating the same crap since the first track. No need for playbacks, just fast-forward the message recaps. No need for playbacks, just fast-forward the message recaps. No need for playbacks, the message recaps. I refuse to be a part of puppetry, so I will stand in the heat, yelling in the streets. Enough is enough, this game, this life. Could change, just turn the page, skip the tracks, no need for playbacks, I've heard plenty, so take your lies and shove it where the sun don't shine, because this life is mine, I don't need Maybelline to feel like a queen, I rock Nubian from my head to my feet, and I will dream as long as I please, matter of fact, I will dream until I fall asleep, only to continue where I ended in real men. Don't need guns. If you're not wise enough to speak your mind that you depend on nines, then you deserve to die for the one that takes a life, pays for that life with their own. Hip-hop should be renewed. Hip-hop should be renewed. Hip-hop should be renewed. Busters that sold their soul to the enemy should not distort our mentalities. Sadly, the life of hip-hop is hooked up to a machine. Inducing futility, pleading to pass on, but simply being passed on and on, and everybody gets a turn and the song gets passed on, and our brothers and sisters recite faulty verses like national anthems, not caring who prepared them. Rewind, not caring who prepared them. Rewind, no. Rewind. Reverse the song. Ain't it funny? Weird voices, not human related. Sounds of damnation. Rock the playlist while fools carry bliss to subliminal messages. This is a spiritual warfare. Money, sex, and guns are tools of destruction, while God, faith, and truth are available for redemption. This war goes on whether we realize it or not. As the rap music plays and the preachers sing and the people who refuse to believe in it all fall in between, becoming puppets to the game. That's that piece.
Wow, that's a very, boy, that was a very powerful, powerful piece. I hope everybody was able to grasp and understand all the messages that were all involved in that spoken word piece. Now, let me ask you this before we move any further. If the listeners wanted to purchase your album, where can they go and purchase this?
They can go on to Noise Trade and get it on Noise Trade by typing in www.noisetrade.com/Rahima McNeil/Davu-EP. I know that's long. Or what they can do is they can go on Bandcamp. They can go on YouTube and type in Davu, D-A-V-U, Rahima McNeil, and it will send you straight to the link. That music video will send you straight to the link to the whole EP.
All right, that's cool, because I posted the video on our various sites, so hopefully people that's listening to it, they'll be able to, you know, watch the video again, get the views up, and then click the link below so you can go out and purchase that. They can go out and purchase. Now, let me ask you one more thing before we sign off. Now, I don't want people to get confused. You're not just an artist or a spoken word performer. You also have your own venture. You do custom jewelry. So tell the people about the custom jewelry that you design as well.
Yes. My jewelry line is called Vibrous Custom Jewelry. And I make handmade hand chains, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. And I teach workshops, jewelry workshops for kids, for the youth. So they can go on to Facebook and type in Vibrous, V-I-B-R-E-S-S, and it'll pop up. And then also I have my website, vibrous.org.
Man, listen, I thank you. I'm pretty sure the listeners have been enlightened by your presence on the show. That spoken word piece was magnificent. Let everybody know, let all the listeners know all the means and methods in which they can find you and follow you on social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, your own webpage. Give all that information out so people can begin to follow you.
Okay, great. On Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Rahima McNeil, R-E-H-E-M-A, McNeil, M-C-N-E-I-L. And I have an artist page, and I have my personal page. And on Instagram, I'm Rahima_McNeil, and that's the same on Twitter as well.
All right. Well, you know something? It's been a pleasure having you on the program. We will continue to follow everything that you do. You know, you post it up. If it's meaningful, and especially if it's conscious, that's what we own. If it's conscious, we're going to like it, and we're going to share it to the masses, put them up on what's going on out here in the world. Do you have any other messages that you want to leave with the listeners before you depart this evening on this cold Indianapolis evening?
I always have some wisdom, words of wisdom to share. I would say, even though it's cold, to always have a positive and strong mindset. That is what will take you very far, and also having faith.
Well, again, Ms. McNeil, we thank you for your appearance on the show. We look forward to following your career as it blossoms to new heights, and hopefully you'll be able to come before you get too big. You know, hopefully you'll be able to appear on the show multiple times and keep everybody abreast of what you have going on, whether it be with your music endeavors or your jewelry endeavors. Keep everybody abreast of what's going on, and, you know, keep everybody in touch with your own personal doing.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. This was a really great opportunity, and I appreciate it.
Man, well, thank you. We appreciate having you on the phone. All right, that was Rahima McNeil, spoken word and performance artist, Her debut album, Dabu, is out. You can I'll post the link up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. I'll post the link up so you'll be able to purchase, you know, her album. It's an EP. It's 8 tracks. It has 4 musical tracks and it's 4 spoken word tracks. We'll make sure we post that up for everybody to make sure they get. Again, and follow her. She has her jewelry collection. It's called Vibrant Custom Jewelry. That's also available on Facebook, so make sure you follow that page as well. You know, I'm pretty sure she has shipping and handling, get DHL or UPS or somebody or FedEx to send you some jewelry. You know, check it out. All right? All right. Thank you again, Ms. McNeil. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll finish with the news you may have missed, and we'll get to Are You Serious?
Newlyweds without a threshold, in love is bliss, no room alone. I would if I could, but I'm still not sold. Young and restless and the rest grow old. Shuts when the youth as the land grows cold. Paralyzed by truth as a bulletproof zone. Shrink into a chair, conversation go wrong. Permanently attached to a silver throne.
Dabu.
Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu.
Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu.
Dabu.
Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu. Dabu.
Thank you. cord and get a complete HD cloud phone system from Nextiva for your business. We offer dozens of features. Save up to 65% on a complete phone system. Service costs starting at $19.95 per month. Over 90,000 companies rely on Nextiva for their business VIOP communications, from small practices to large call centers. Our voice internet phones are easy to set up. You'll be set up and running in minutes. No contract, no hidden fees, cancel anytime, hassle-free. So what are you waiting for? Contact David Jack, 480-725-9492. Nextiva.
Reloaded. This is your host, Brad Edwards. I want to thank our guest, Raheema McNeil, for appearing on the show this evening. Make sure you, I'll post the link up, but make sure you check out her debut album, Divus, which debuted in November of last year. If you missed that spoken word piece, make sure at the end of the show, you go back, rewind it, and you take a good listen to it. Man, it was very deep, passionate. That's all I can say. Words cannot express how powerful that piece was. All right, you know, we're going to get ready to wrap up the show. It's an early night tonight. We're going to get into Are You Serious? And, you know, we got to do our little housekeeping and all that kind of stuff. So without further ado, fire that Are You Serious music. Let's get it.
All right.
First up, we have an inmate accused of impregnating guard and drug smuggling within 12 years. Now, it may seem like a basic story, but we have some audio of the whole little details of it, and then we'll be back to discuss it. So, take a listen. All right, check this out. I don't think the audio gonna pull up. So check this out. I'll give you the story. A gang member whom prosecutors said dealt drugs and impregnated four guards and oversaw a drug smuggling operation while incarcerated in the Baltimore jail has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Prosecutors say Trayon White used contraband cell phones while in the Baltimore City Detention Center to direct gang activity on the street. White recently testified against five correction officers, a kitchen worker, and two inmates who authorities say helped White run the operation. Last week, which is 2 weeks ago, because, you know, we wasn't home, you know, we couldn't do this last week. So 2 weeks ago, five of them were found guilty after a two-month trial. White testified as part of the plea deal for a reduced sentence. So they're still going to baptize him 12 years. He's 37. He's going to be 50 when he get out half a century. So just think about this right here. You know, he was sentenced last week, Monday. He impregnated. Oh, God. Damn. That boy, that was flicking that meat while he was in there, boy. Them chicks was letting him do it. And you can't tell me, you know, in a facility like that, the chicks don't know who is who or who doing what. Shit, if the prisoners know what's going on, you already know the guards, pillow talking. You know, so for him to do that, damn, he got the hit. Damn, that boy, that was, he was a beast out here. Four cherries? Oh, God. Damn, they lose their job, lose their pension. The dream's over. The ship sunk. You know, calling in a lifeboat. Bandit ship. Oh, so you got all that going on right there. So that's the first story of Are You Serious? The second story is a man that owes $600 in taxes paid in all one, and he was arrested for that. So I'm going to read you the story related to this right here. Timothy Norris, who was 27, was trying to pay his property taxes, which was $600, at the tax office last Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago. What happened was, what caused his arrest is, it wasn't the fact that he paid in all singles. It wasn't the fact that he paid in all singles. It was the fact that he folded the money in such a way that it took the workers, the employees, it took them about 6 minutes to unfold each bill. So now if you got it folded in such a way, it takes 6 minutes each bill, you got $600, and you got $600 in singles. Come on now, that's crazy. You got the whole little place tied up. So guess what? Now instead of him being able to just pay that $600 and just be gone, he's going to have to spend an additional $500 because they charged him with criminal trespass and additional charge of resisting arrest. There that go. There's that term again, resisting arrest. So they charged him with that, and it's a $500 fine for each charge. And this is the quote that came from that, and the incident took place in Wichita County, which is in Texas. And this is a quote from them. How the banknotes were folded very tightly, so it required tax office personnel approximately 6 minutes to unfold each bill. Unfolding the bills paralyzed work in the office, so Norris was asked to leave. When he refused, the Wichita County Sheriff's Office deputy, who was present at the time, arrested Norris. He tried to pull away. He tried to pull away, and the deputy had to use force to detain him. So there it is, man. You know, go to jail, man. You just can't be breaking these people rules. Another story from Texas. Damn, Texas off the chain this week on the Are You Serious? A Texas man arrested after posting about his warrant on Facebook. So I'm going to read you this man's post. The dude's name is Eddie Smith. He posted it on January 26th of this year. This is his post. So I have 15 warrants out right now. Laugh out loud. They know where I am at, though. So it's just not, that slang is just not attributed to black folks. So it must not be too bad. And guess what they did? They went out and grabbed his dog ass. You hear me? They went and grabbed that shit. All right, so let me read the story a little bit in more in depth. A Texas man seemed to be taunting local authorities via social media with a brazen post about having 16 outstanding warrants. Texas resident Eddie Smith posted to his Facebook page what I just read. It got back to the police because one of his homeboys snitched. And I'm not making that up. One of his homeboys snitched. It got back to police, and he was subsequently taken into custody. He was arrested on January the 20th after local police verified he had 14 outstanding warrants. This is what Smith had to say after his arrest. Laugh out loud, yeah, I made a mistake, I know. I learned my lesson, he wrote. At least it's a hurdle I've jumped over because I could have been caught at a much more tense spot in my life in the future. It's done, it's over with, and I got what I asked for. And then he further said, it's never a good time to go to jail, but what if I had been driving with my son and gotten pulled over? I didn't even know I had the warrants until I posted the status. Are you serious? Excuse me, I got a hiccup. Damn, let me get some of this little beverage I have. This is a minor setback for a major comeback. Boy, look. Man, that's a universal statement right there. Minor setback for a major comeback, and I'm fine with that. So that was his story. and that was posted on Facebook. So, you know, hey, man, it doesn't pay. That's the second story that we discussed where somebody is taunting the police via social media, and they went and put some chrome bangers on them. All right, and the last story we're going to leave before we wrap up is a South Carolina inmate received 37 years of solitary confinement for updating his Facebook page. All right, so we're going to go into details about that. Basically, with almost 400 inmates in the South Carolina Detention Center solitary confinement, they had this digital rights group discovered that since 2012, South Carolina Department of Corrections has defined, and I quote, creating and assisting with social network sites as a level one offense punishable by solitary confinement or the removal of privileges like phone access or visitation time. Each time an inmate accesses Facebook is counted as a separate level one violation, which leads to excessive punishments like inmates being put in isolation for years at a time, the report states. And this is a quote. If a South Carolina inmate caused a riot, took three hostages, murdered them, stole their clothes, and didn't escape, he could still wind up with fewer level one offenses than an inmate who updated Facebook every day for 2 weeks. All right. By classifying social media violations as level one, the South Carolina Detention Center is sending a message to many inmates that prison and the state that often runs out of space in their confinement facilities. The most severe punishment in the EFF saw for using social media included. Now I'm gonna read you some of these little offenses. So y'all lay around for it. In October of 2013, Taheem Heron received 13,680 days, which is 37.5 years in disciplinary detention, and lost 27,350 days, which is 74 years worth of phone, visitation, and canteen privileges, and 69 days of good time, all for 38 posts on Facebook. I'm going to give you another one. In June 2014, Walter Brown received 12,600 days, which is equivalent to 34.5 years in disciplinary detention, and lost 25,200 days, which is 69 years in telephone privileges, visitation, and canteen privileges, and 875 days, which is 2.4 years of good time, all for 35 Facebook posts. And this is the last one. In May of 2014, Jonathan McClain received 9,000 days, which is equivalent to 24.6 years of disciplinary detention, and lost 18,000 days, 49 years in telephone, visitation, and canteen privileges, and 30 days of good time, all for 25 posts on Facebook. Boy, they are hard out here. Boy, they trying to lock you up forever and ever. And this is just for being on Facebook. This is not robbing a store, just not killing anybody, raping anybody, or anything of that magnitude. This is just for being on Facebook. Where is the reverend, where is the brother minister at when we need him to give us the hope that we all been clamoring for? Give it to us, brother minister.
I say it again, you've been had, you've been took, you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run on muck. This is what he does.
Okay. All right, man, we getting ready to close out the show. 8 o'clock, we closing out, so let me do some housekeeping. Next week, Thursday, is the Electric Circus, which will be held. This is the return of the Electric Circus, which will be held at Jazz It, located at 1342 Washington Avenue, South Beach. It's the funkiest show in town, and it'll have special guests Royal, the funk rock hybrid duo of Mike Flo, DJ for the legendary Dead Prez, and Devon Lee. There'll be MF Doom collaborating with psychedelic hip-hop solo artist Janario Jarrell, and Miami's own Funk Rocker, number one Chief Rocker, the fabulous Moonshine Brown. He'll be there as well. It begins, the event begins at 10 p.m. Scheduled to end at 2 a.m. This is next week, Thursday, February 26th. Tickets are $10. Come out and enjoy live henna art. They'll have hookah pipe rentals. You know, there'll be all types of, you know, different displays, you know, different vendors to be in attendance. So make sure you come out. I'm more than likely I'll be broadcasting from out there next week. My guest next week will be Fahim Ali. He's the founder and CEO of Complete Athlete. So he'll be out there he'll be on the air promoting his event. His event, which is scheduled to take place next weekend as well. So make sure you come out and support that. Ernest Walker Jr. I'm a plug him again. He has his event, which is Jazz in the Pines. If you're in the South Florida area, make sure you check him out each and every Sunday at the Grand Cafe, which is located at 12390 Pembroke Road. That's in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Come out, man, get you relaxed on, get your grown folks on. 8 o'clock, the doors open. 2-for-1 drinks, ladies and free before 10. Shout out to OG Clothing. Asad Assam, executive marketing director and CEO of OG Clothing Company. You can order your clothing from the website. I'll post that up as well. And you know, we got to do the rest of this housekeeping, let you know what's going on the network. Tomorrow evening we have Professor Griff and Zaza Ali with Enemy Minds. We have the fabulous Moonshine Brown with Anti-Robot Radio. That's each and every Saturday. It has a different guest each week. Sunday, you have Frequency Overload. That's on Sundays at 1 p.m. Make sure you check that out. Different DJ each and every week to spin records that spin, you know, tracks that you've never heard of. And on Monday, you have Anti-Robot Rewind with the fabulous Moonshine Brown. Make sure you check it out. And, you know, each and every Thursday, we back here all the way live trying to save the world. We got our cape on, trying to save the whole wide world, you know, in our outcast voice. The whole world. Yeah, we doing all that right there. So we trying to save the world each and every Thursday at 7 p.m. On the Porch Reloaded. Shout out to the brother in the South Florida area yesterday. He was at the African Cultural Center yesterday, did a presentation in Fort Lauderdale. Very, very powerful message that he had. Tim Wise was at Nova Southeastern tonight. If you're unfamiliar with him, you know, check out his videos on YouTube. And on Monday, Dr. Claude Anderson will be at the African Cultural Center from 4 to 8 p.m. Check him out. I think the tickets are $10 to go see Dr. Claude Anderson. He always talks about power numbing. Dirty Little Secret. You know, he has a number of books. He's been featured in the Hidden Colors videos, documentaries, and 7 a.m. So make sure you check him out. And again, man, this is the Porch Reloaded, man. You know how we do. The revolution will not be televised and cannot begin without the information first. Rick, let's take us out of this.
Whether you like it or don't like it, sit down and look at it, because it's the best going today. Woo!
All right, man, we'll see you again next week.